Good morning, beautiful people. This is the first Sunday of February, and guess what? I'm going to read the daily word this morning. And the word for today is inner peace. That sounds good, doesn't it? Inner peace. I express the peace of God. Peace be still. With these words, Jesus claimed his authority and calmed the stormy waters. Following Jesus' example, I too claim authority. In a stressful moment, I center myself in my awareness of the divine presence that lives in me and expresses through me. This divine presence is perfect life, love, and wisdom. It is peace that nothing and no one can disturb. No matter what may be happening around me, at the center of my being, there is always peace. As I do, divine peace radiates through me. Let me repeat that. As I release all fear and tension and embrace the peace of God, as I do, divine peace radiates from the center of my being. It clarifies my thoughts, calms my emotions, and relaxes my body. In every situation, I am a presence of peace. And the scripture is Isaiah 26:3, and it reads, "Those of steadfast mind you keep in peace." In peace because they trust you. Oh, wow, that daily word is perfect for me this morning. And it's perfect, too, for our topic because we want to settle into this thought of peace. This month, our focus is on strength. And, you know, as we said at the beginning of the year, the first Sunday of each month, we're going to be talking about the 12 powers that Charles Fillmore introduced to us. And in talking about them, we're not going to just talk about them. We're going to incorporate them. We're going to practice them. Now, we've been practicing faith, right? Because faith was our focus last month. So we're not just going to drop faith. We're going to add to it. Now that we've established ourselves in faith, then we're going to add this quality of strength. And you know, I love, love, love Worldwide Unity's their title for the month or their affirmation for the month. And it's staying centered no matter what. And that's what these powers do. When we add them to our lives, when we begin to focus on them to a point where they become natural to us, and then we add on. As the year goes along, we're going to add on. And wow, when we get to Christmas, we're going to have a fantastic experience. Because Christmas is about all these powers awakened in us. And that's what we're striving for. So let's talk about strength this morning. Strength is a quality that we can and we have to develop it. We must develop it if we are to go forth with using our God-given potential. You know, Winifred Wilkinson Hausman, she wrote this about faith. She said, Peter must be the first of our qualities to be unfolded in a spiritual way. And I'm sure if you sit down and think about it a little bit, faith is a foundation for all things. If we don't have faith that there is that one presence and that one power, then where would we be? So faith is a foundation. And she said that Peter must be the first quality. Because without it, there's no momentum to push us into action, no foundation for spiritual growth. She said, faith is our ability to see the unseen. Now, I love this part because she says, faith has to be established in strength. Strength and faith are represented by two brothers. Strength is Andrew. Peter is faith. And they grow together. You know how brothers do. Any of you have siblings out here? You know, you and your siblings, you grow together. And you may squabble or whatever, but no matter what, you still build a solid foundation of love. So these two brothers, they must grow together, your strength and your faith, both under the loving direction of what? The Christ within. Your spiritual self, that perfect human idea within us. Now, you know I love scripture, so I love this when you read in Matthew as Jesus is gathering these disciples together. And in Matthew 4 and 18, it says, Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee and saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And Jesus said, follow me, I will make you fishers of men. You know, I love this, fishers of men. If you look at in the metaphysical, the revealing word, if you look it up in the revealing word, it says a fisher of men is metaphysically one who is grounded in truth and able to help others find the light. That's my desire. Isn't that true for you? That's why we say Unity Church of Light is a beacon, because we want to be fishers of persons, I guess would be the grammatically correct way to say it in this day and age. But we want to be that. We want to draw people to this light, to this truth, because it's powerful. So how does strength fit in with this? Well, strength is not simply a physical quality. I teach step aerobics, so I'm always exercising muscles and building muscles. But that's not the type of strength we're talking about here this morning. Strength is not simply a physical quality. And all the powers that Charles Fillmore talked about, they're in us. He says it expresses strength. Strength expresses itself on three levels, each one complementing the others in this life expression on this earth plane. We're talking about a strength that's going to be built by centering ourselves and settling into our spiritual nature. Now, what are these three levels? Well, what we see, the physical level, the physical realm. Strength in the physical realm is vitality. It's endurance. It's the ability to persist. And in the mental area of expression, strength is the quality of mind which enables one to lead, to accomplish, to follow through on decisions, and to establish purpose in life, and to hold firm to the spiritual principles that we're learning, to hold firm to them in daily life. That's the strength we're talking about. Now, what's the third? The third is the highest expression and the one that should determine the direction in which our strength is moving in other realms, in the other two realms. In the highest expression, strength is the spiritual realization of all that the quality of strength contains. Of this, it's an allness. It's all of them. It's the ability to lead and accomplish. It's ability to establish purpose in your life and follow through, hold. No matter what, we stand in our strength. You know, strength is built through what? Exercising faith. Exercising faith. You know, I tell you all the time, we stand in our truth. That's strength. And we also use strength to be persistent in being the best person or Christ self that we can be. Oh, that power of strength, coupled with that faith, knowing that it's so. We can move mountains with that. So, how do we survive this constantly changing world of ours? What's going on out here in the outer? There are so many things that we come up against in appearance. And you're probably going through some of them right now. If you're not feeling quite up to par, maybe dis-ease is some of the appearance that you might be. And don't get stuck in it that you're moving through. Strength propels you to stay the course. To stay the course. So, you see, you can have all the physical strength in the world, but when you come up against the unimaginable, physical strength can't always help. It's the strength from within that will get us through those appearances. It's the strength from within that will join with its brother, faith, and move us through. There's nothing that we cannot conquer without bringing in the attributes of God and using them. You know, God is spirit, and that activity, that energy wants to be used on this earth plane. It doesn't want to lay dormant. It wants to be used. That's why sometimes do you get a little restless and you feel like there's something you want to do? Surrender to spirit and you will be moved into some type of activity in your life. So, in the book Divine Audacity, Linda Martella Winsett defines strength as our capacity to stand undaunted or unmoved in the midst of shifting circumstances. And boy, do we have circumstances shifting every day, don't we? If you're, yes, I watch the news. If you're any kind of news watcher or you've watched it, if you watched it yesterday and you watched it today, something will have moved or shifted. And sometimes we have to stand in our strength and our faith to move through that activity. Linda gives us three components. She gives us three components to help us or to think about, which will help us to build and maintain our strength. So the first thing, we know this, stability. Build or anchor yourself in the firm foundation of truth. Know truth as your unlimited source of calm, safety, and balance. If you need to, if you feel a need, join some of these classes. Go on Unity Worldwide Institute. Find something that will help you stable yourself or to anchor you in this truth. The second thing is courage. Oh, this is where a lot of us miss the mark, because we don't exercise courage. Courage is very important for staying the course. When everyone else is doing what everyone else is doing, you can center yourself, and the courage that is within you dares you to be different. You ever get swept up in the current of what everybody else was saying or doing? I have a couple of times during this whole year. But you know what? I've anchored myself, and I stand in the face of that adversity. That's courage to me. And when things don't feel right, courage is having the courage to just walk away. To walk away. That happens sometimes in arguments. You ever have an argument with somebody, you just had to be right. Until you realize what you were doing. It takes courage not to respond when you know that response is going to get a reaction. It takes courage to walk away and to be silent. And there are times when that's what you need to do. And I like this last one. I like this word itself, tenacity. Isn't that a great word? Tenacity. Tenacity is perseverance. It's persistence. It's stamina. Staying power. Not giving up prematurely, but remaining committed. I love that. Tenacity. So we have stability, courage, and tenacity. And we can practice those things. I'm pretty sure we're going to get experiences where we can practice. And as those experiences come up, think of this lesson. Think of these things. Stability, courage, tenacity. And then exercise them. So I want you to affirm something with me this morning. And I'm going to say the affirmation twice, and then I'm going to ask you to affirm it with me. And the affirmation is, I am strong, stable, and steadfast in body mind, and spirit. I am strong, stable, and steadfast in body, mind, and spirit. Affirm it with me. I am strong, stable, and steadfast in body, mind, and spirit. Take a deep breath with me. And let's prepare for meditation by relaxing into the power of our strength by affirming the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Just breathe in those words and take a moment to center yourself, to make an inward journey for just a few moments, to move towards that Christ center within. Find a comfortable position, or you can focus on something in the room or the candles that are behind me, but breathe in and breathe out, releasing, relaxing. Breathing in and breathing out, knowing there is only one presence and one power in the universe and in our lives. That's not to say nothing is going to happen or nothing will occur in the outer realm, because we know the appearances are there. But what we're saying, that there is greater than God. And so we dig into our strength and stand anchored in that thought. Breathing in and breathing out, we continue the inward journey. We continue knowing that once we are firmly planted, that we will grow. And in growing, we will draw others to our beauty, the beauty of the light that shines from within out. Breathing in and breathing out, we reach that point of our inner chamber, and we step over that threshold, and immediately we're filled with love, peace, wisdom, strength. We're lifted to higher heights, and we can take a moment and rest and trust. As these attributes minister unto us, as we sit in the quiet, we're so grateful, Holy Spirit. We're grateful that we know we can always turn within to anchor ourselves in this truth. We know that there is nowhere we can be where your energy is not moving in and throughout us as us, expressing out into the universe, because we have surrendered to your presence and your power. And we let vibrations spread out from our beings out into the world, reaching and touching those in search of this safe haven. We are truly grateful, dear God. Truly grateful.